Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Casey?
Yes, this is.
Oh, hi, Casey. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. Just cruising around right now.
I love it. Well, happy Friday, right?
Right. Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
So whenever someone types in what ground or land clearing or drum mulching, those would be like the tags they would use.
Exactly. So, you'll have a client interview with one of my technicians, and they'll go over the keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. So you can, talk about the different keywords that you'd like to be found for within your category, and then your company
Okay.
will show up on the first page, and it's exclusive. That's actually the main benefit, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot do, work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, that's a good
Without
one.
a doubt. Because that's going to maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, So
Right.
with your new in business rate, Casey, it's also so affordable because everything would be a flat rate monthly of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would promote you on some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market, that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, do
Yeah.
you have a website yet or a business Facebook or anything like that set up for the business?
I do have a Green Outdoors Facebook, yes.
Okay, good. So, the reason I'm asking is because we are a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. You know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, that chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Almost creepy, yes. But
Very much,
yes.
very much so. Yep. So, but you're aware that that happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for, right? So we would make
Right.
sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for Green Outdoors coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And, being that this is a monthly service fee, Casey, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Especially, so you're directly affiliated with Google? Is that how that works?
Exactly. So Google doesn't do what's called SEO services, search engine optimization, to program businesses on the first page. There's always third parties that would be working with Google to do that. But we have an elite status with Google, which is a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner to Google, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. So the only thing you could get if you were to contact Google directly would be the Google pay-per-click ads. But I wouldn't really recommend those for you because they're more for the big companies or big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month because they're very, very costly, right? Yeah, so anytime we're talking to a small or mid-sized business, you absolutely have to benefit from the book of business that's in your area and get programmed into the first page of the Google Maps, which is what we do. Now, Tara put a note here that you recently created that Google Business Profile. Is that correct?
I did, yeah, like probably somewhere around Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Okay, so is it verified and published already, or are they in the process of doing a video verification or anything like that?
I have no idea. My really good friend helped me setting it up, and I have not had a chance to get a second meeting with him yet, so I'm not sure exactly how everything goes together, but he's very good at that stuff, and he has his own Google page and all that stuff too, so.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to tell you, you don't have to hire a company to create the Google page. As you know, most people either set it up themselves or they have a friend or a relative or a colleague set it up. But that in and of itself can't bring you clients unless it gets exposure, right? So that's the value of what we do, putting you in that spotlight position so that now you're front and center when people are looking for your services. So I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one that's on your Facebook, which was 618greenoutdoors@gmail.com?
Yeah, I think that one's linked to my Google.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll also send you an email in just a moment that will say add us to your Google Business Profile. Anytime we deal with a company that's already started that process, we don't create another one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So we'll just have you add us as a manager to the one that you started so that we can start programming it right away to show on the first page. And then Tara typed in your name as Casey with a K. Is that correct? K-A-S-E-Y?
No.
Okay.
C-A-S-E-Y.
So
what?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I never saw it with a K before. That's so interesting. Okay, so I got it fixed. C-A-S-E-Y. And then what's your last name?
Green, like the color.
Oh, and like the company, huh? That's cool.
Yeah.
I related it to, like, tree removal and tree services and stuff like that because I didn't know it was actually your name, too. So that's perfect for you, huh?
Yeah, that's really the thing is, like, so I signed up with Angie, and I think they put me down as a tree service, and I'm very much not a tree service. So
I was going to say that because I was looking at the reviews that they put for you, and most people are saying that it was tree removal or tree service or tree trimming, and I was thinking that's not what we discussed, but...
A lot of it is, like, as far as once the tree is on the ground, you know, then it's me and my skid steer picking it up, you know, that's kind of the...
Yeah, you're more of
the
land clearing.
Line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it.
Land clearing, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. That's the category that we had you under. So, that's interesting. Yeah, you better tell them to fix that because you could be paying for leads right now for jobs that you don't even, you know, do, you know, and I'd hate to see that happen to you either, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for the listing on Google, you want it just as Green Outdoors, correct? You don't want to add in Inc. or LLC or anything like that, do you?
No, I don't have any stuff.
Okay. And then,
outdoors.
I like it. I was going to tell you, Casey, that it's so funny. Sometimes I talk to a business owner that has an incorporation or an LLC and they're say, I absolutely have to have it on there. And I tell them, that's fine. It's a preference. You can put it on there. But my thought is kind of where you're coming from, is that when someone sees you on the first page, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get their job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC, you know? So I like it when people just keep their business name simple. You know, why complicate things if you don't have to, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah, and I don't have the, I'm not incorporated and I'm not an LLC, so.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to provide
sole
pretenses.
Yeah.
Sole proprietorship, absolutely. And then is the 322 Deepwater Circle, that's the business address currently in Edwardsville, 62025?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I can secure this position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I haven't even made my first month payment with Angie yet, and I'm wondering,
oh, wow.
I mean, I know, yeah, like that's how new all of the, everything is so. Hold off because
so,
Google is really where I want to be, so.
Yeah, I mean, we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients, and I want to let you know, Casey, that this is the other side of the coin. So what I mean by that is their lead generation. So they're going to sell the lead to you and everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And don't get me wrong, overall, it's a great service. But from what I hear from the business owners that we work with that use them is oftentimes they tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phones where as soon as they get one, they drop everything and they call on it. And lo and behold,
yeah,
it's already been called on by five or six other guys, or it's a bogus
right
lead in an, you know, incorrect category or 150 miles away and they just got charged for it, right? So I
yeah
don't talk to a lot of people that get paid jobs off of Angie's, but for the ones that do you know how they told me they got the job?
Probably Google.
Well, no, not necessarily, because they've already contacted them through Angie's, right? So they don't have a reason to go to Google, but they tell me that they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. It was actually
yeah
really tragic. You know, I talked to a contractor not too long ago, and he said that he was about $2,000 into his lead fees. He was running all over town bidding on all this work, and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So just out of desperation,
yeah,
he undercut his own pricing. But when he counted up his material costs, he realized he lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice either, you know? So
no,
the difference is when – absolutely not, yeah – especially when you're new like you are and you're trying to get off the ground, you need to be as profitable as you can be very quickly in order to recoup some of those startup costs, you know? So with
yeah
something like
yeah
this, it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients. And what I mean by that, Casey, is that people that are looking to pay a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to
mm-hmm
people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason, yeah, that someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. Google calls that a micro
yeah
moment, you know, putting green outdoors in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. And I want to be
yeah
completely transparent with you, Casey, only because you are in a highly competitive area for what you do, is that we
mm-hmm
have not seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. So I have 40
yeah
agents actively calling out right now, just like Tara, to fill this. And because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it will be,
okay,
you know, Green Outdoors benefiting from this, or it would be a competing company. This is understandably
yeah
like beachfront property where everybody wants to own one, but there's only so many available. But
yeah
one thing I was thinking that I would like to at least try to do on your behalf, because I see that you currently don't have a website, is I'd like to see if they would allow me to also include a site for you. So we build Google-compliant, highly rankable websites. They're actually put together by the Google-certified technicians. They sell for $2,500 upfront as a standalone product, but if you bundle it with one of our packages, they reduce that down to just $400. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can ask them and explain the situation and see if they would allow me to include that site as a free gift, you know, kind of like from us to you. In order to do that, I'd have to, you know, send out the request and explain the situation. Of course, I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going, you know, for $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah. So now the $395 or whatever, you said it dropped down $100 after the first month for the site building thing, and then it stays the same? Or is that like where I, if I dump more money into it, I get more leads, or how's that work?
Nope, you don't have to dump more money into it. It's a flat rate month to month, and it doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. And I would send you an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within our platinum package. By the way, I'll text you a link to our pricing page from the website. This package sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. But the reason I have better pricing is that the position just became available and we are filling it today. So you would get that email that says, you know, terms and conditions, showing you that you're getting everything within that platinum package, but you're only paying $2.99 monthly. And then once you acknowledge it with your e-signature, you're actually going to be grandfathered into this rate, and that will ensure that it never goes up for you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Do you have, I'm going to send out the request right now, and we deal on a, work with a GChat system. So usually I'll hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. But if I be able to also include, do you have a logo or pictures or examples of your services that we could use for the site? Because if not, we would first, you know, initially use stock photos, and then you could always send us some actual content later.
Yeah. What do you, so this is my own. I'm still new to the whole, like, just, okay, so I am on my Green Outdoors email. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So there's
something. Great. I sent you a text message that, yes, the email with the terms and conditions, it won't go out until you actually pay for this. So the minute I hit pay, then that system will initiate that. And then you would acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that's how you're grandfathered into that $2.99 pricing. So that'll be sent out in just a couple of minutes. I'm just waiting on the approval to get the site included for you. And then I do see that you have some content up on your Facebook already. I assume that it's okay to actually pull that content off and use it also for your website in the meantime, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So let me just put a note here for the technician. And then pull content off of
the So now this, so what I'd be paying for monthly would be a top spot on the on Google search engine?
Exactly, but you're not paying for the spot. You're paying for the programming involved in efforts to get you on the first page and keep you there. Because in order to get a business on the first page of Google, two things has to happen. Number one, we have to have availability, which we do today. Secondly, you have to have hundreds and hundreds of hours of content creation, programming, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So all of that, those services, which are called search engine optimization, our technicians would be performing for you on a consistent basis. Because what will happen once Green Outdoors is ranking on the first page in that spotlight position, Google then also changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen sometimes as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So on an ongoing service, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you will not fall off the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, give me a second. My light is blinking. That means they're responding. I want to see what he's saying here. Excellent. Oh, good. He said, go ahead and include the website for this client, waive the fees of the site, and he's given me a promo code. Oh, that's good. So give me a second because I have to put the site in here with the extra charge, and then I have to put the promo code that he gave me to take that extra charge out. And then,
did land clearing on Google search, and our next tree service and Arch Tree service popped up, but they don't really do what I do.
Yeah, that's the thing, Casey, is that if you have a weak internet presence, and there's clients right in your backyard that need your service, but you have a weak internet presence, they'll Google what they need, and then they're going to get people like that coming up that probably don't even offer what they need. You know what I mean? So this is going to fix that for you and put you front and center and help you capture that. So I got the website also included in your products. And then is it your name on the credit card or the business name or both?
It's just my personal name because it's a proprietorship, yeah.
Okay. Any middle name or initial or just Casey Green?
Casey M. Yes.
M. Got it. And then is the Deepwater Circle also the billing address or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
That is my actual address.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the, you use that for billing also. Okay, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4037.
Okay.
8400.
Got it.
3858.
3858. 48, and what's the last two? The phone cracked up.
48252525,
got it. And expiration?
0530.
530, and the code?
933.
933. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. And then this program does not require an annual contract or anything like that. We only ask for a short-term 3-month verbal agreement because anytime you deal with new marketing for a business, it's always best to kind of invest a quarter into it so you can get ample results. So after those first 3 months, you can cancel at any time and there'd never be a cancellation fee or anything like that. But I know that you never will cancel because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either. Just wanted to make you aware, okay? So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Outdoors.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Casey Green, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? I'm sorry, the phone is cracking up pretty bad on my end. I don't know if you can hear me okay, but what did you say?
I can hear you just fine, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
If I'm breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up quite a bit, but what did you ask?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Do you want me to repeat that last paragraph?
Yes, if you can.
Okay, so I'll repeat it, but I want to let you know all it means is if you do anything else for your company moving forward online, you don't have to worry about Angie's. You told us about that. That does not conflict with this, okay? But if you do anything else online, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. So it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that's just to, you know, prevent the conflict, okay?
Now, does that mean, like, if I put something on my Facebook, like,
No.
What you're worried about?
No. You can still put things on your Facebook. None of that changes. And even on your Google page, because all of that belongs to you and it belongs to your business, right? We're just going to be managing and programming it. But all of that is yours. But you'd be surprised how many people will say, oh, if I work with two or three companies on my Google page, I'm going to get double or triple the results. And they sign up with a couple of other companies. And then what happens is Google gets a red flag because all of a sudden there's these duplicate listings out there and it hurts them. So if you wanted to do anything else online, absolutely, it's your business. Do what you want. But just let us know about it so that we can advise you that if it would conflict with this, we'd let you know about it, okay? But mainly, it's anything like that. If, you know, someone calls you, even if they say, hey, we need $5 to update your Google listing, don't do it because what could be happening is whatever they're doing, it could be hurting you. And then we're going to also put a security question and answer on file. So if anybody is legitimately from Local Splash, you can always ask them, like, hey, can you confirm the security question and answer on file? Once they do, then if they need more information on the Google listing, you can provide it. But they're never going to ask you for more money than what you paid us today, you know, other than that monthly ongoing cost. Okay?
This will put my, on the mobile side of Google, it will put my name on the front page.
Yes, which is very cool because most people don't realize that that's a different format altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, you're also coming up from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices. So we're literally going to cover all of your bases, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 12th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 12th day of each month in the amount of $299 as a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And what I'm going to do is create an appointment for my technician to call you. to go over the client interview and the onboarding process. So that appointment will take approximately 30 minutes, maybe 40 at max. Let me see what's open, and you'll tell me what would be the best time to grab. Hopefully we have something available today. If not, we'll look and see what's open on Monday. But let's just look at their calendar real quick and see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Bears fan now that you're in Illinois? Or I think it's the first time in a long time they've been doing pretty decent this year, huh?
I wish I could tell you that I had time for sports. But I am a full-time UPS driver, and I'm trying to start my own business, and I don't have time for, I barely have time to pick up the kids, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know where you're coming. One of my very good friends works for UPS, and he also owns a dance studio. And him and his wife did it for several years, but they finally stepped back from the dance studio and they let their daughter take it over. So now he's just doing the UPS because after a while you can't do it all. Either you're going to have to go full-time with your business or full-time the other. Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. So I do have
I was just going to say that UPS has pretty much turned it from a career into a job because they tried terminating me. They actually did fire me the Monday of Thanksgiving, and I got my job back. But
why? Yeah, what is it, because of Amazon taking over all that, or what's going on there?
No, I had a L5 F1 Fusion done in January, and they have been trying to terminate me ever since.
Is so illegal. They can't do that. That's probably why you got your job back. They realize that you can't hire or fire someone over a disability. That's totally not legal. So
the management team at UPS is outstanding.
I bet.
With the amount of personal harassment and everything else that company does, I honestly don't know how they're still in business, and I've been there 17 years.
Wow. Is that L5 fusion, is that the lumbar spine or the cervical spine?
Lumbar, yeah. That's the foundation of it all. And basically, I can't put in a 50-hour work week anymore because my body can't handle that amount of stress on it. So I started this skid steer business, and, I'm sitting on an air ride seat, and operating two joysticks. I'm not picking up stuff. I'm not getting on my hands and knees on the ground. And it's just, I'm sitting on a nice cushy seat with air conditioning and a heater and,
I feel for you though, Casey. Yeah, because sometimes I'll order like some very heavy items that the UPS has to deliver, and I always feel kind of bad when I see them lugging the box up to my front door, So that's amazing. You could still do that even on a time basis. So I'm happy that you're starting your skid steer business so that eventually you don't have to put that type of wear and tear on your body, And you probably, after 17 years, you'll still get like the long-term benefits of working for UPS, right? I said, hopefully, knock on wood, that you would get that.
Yeah, that's the deal, is that my full-time start date is only like 12 years of full-time. So the UPS does everything in their power to make sure they can hold you under the thumb as long as possible. So I don't know exactly what benefits I will be able to receive, but yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank goodness you're okay now and you have a really good game plan. I think that this is going to be so beneficial for you, just hearing what your objective is and trying to get, you know, grow that side of your business so that eventually you don't have to put, you know, that extra wear and tear on your body. Question though, I have a couple of open spots today for the client interview. I can do 3:30, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock central. What would work best?
Can we do the 4 o'clock? Or no, let's do, yes, you said it's a half hour, so let's do 3:30.
3:30, okay. So I'm going to book out an entire hour for you, and the only reason is just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:45, don't panic, Casey. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature, like I mentioned, so that you're grandfathered into that rate. So did you get a text message from us right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, Local Splash. Welcome, Local Splash. Yeah, let's see here. Click on the link to see our pricing.
That's the one has our, that's the one I sent you. The other one would be that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, okay. So we sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
Yep, and then it says click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click on that link, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
So all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's going to be three boxes that you have to check. One shows that you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows that you know it's a reoccurring monthly charge. And then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, please include the M as your middle initial since that's on the billing. It has to match exactly the way we... And then if it does go through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about that username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says username, password, remember me, sign in. So don't worry about that.
Excellent. No, don't worry about that because that's in your welcome email. You already have your username and password. And then lastly, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. If you ever wanted to talk to me directly, you've already been texted our customer support line. You can call in, and that's a voice-activated system. So it'll say, you know, for this, press this, and that, press that. You could just say transfer to Tina, or plug in, you know, extension 777, and it will ring directly to me. If you have an update or a billing question, you can also hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay? And then I'm sending you that extra email right now that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So that's the one where you'll go in and it has instructions to add us as a manager. If for some reason you get stuck on it, my technician can walk you through it when they call you at 3:30, but it's usually pretty simple. It'll get you through in maybe 30 seconds. You can go in there and add us as a manager. And then there's an automatic email that will go out that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. I wouldn't really worry about that right now because that's for a new business that doesn't have a Google Business page, right? We have to have pictures to show that they're valid in the area. You already have that Google Business page, so I don't think we're going to need those pictures. So what I would say is just do the second email that I sent you about adding us to the Google Business profile, and then you can table that first one that's asking for pictures because I don't think we need it.
Okay, I have Local Splash, initial invoice, action needed, pictures needed. Oh,
yep.
So go to the Local Splash, initial invoice?
That's the one that says action needed, that's the one you can just table for now. But there's going to be one, it's still in the queue, but it'll get there to you within the next couple of minutes that'll say important, please add us to your Google Business profile. That's the one that you would just take a higher priority on. So make sure that you get that one done. And then after the client interview, they'll also send you instructions on how to add us to your Facebook and whatnot so we can start running the ads. But for now, the only thing I'd worry about is that one that says important, please add us to your Google Business profile, which, again, it's in the queue, so it'll come to you within the next couple of minutes, okay?
Gotcha. I was going to say, I don't have that one yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be there. Yeah, sometimes computers have a mind of their own, so I've already sent it, but on this end, it says it's in the queue, so, you know, it's going to go out momentarily. And then other than that, you are all good to go. So I'm so excited for you, Casey. I'm happy that everything worked out and that you're getting the website included. So have a very, very profitable year and have an excellent weekend coming up too. And then stand by. My technician will be calling you around 3:30, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was great talking to you, and have a Merry Christmas also.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye, Casey.